Hello, and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Grid Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn back to the Gospel of Matthew this morning. We're in chapter 26 with verses 14 through 25. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said and replied, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so." So today in Matthew 26, verses 14 through 25, we encounter an emotional scene during the Last Supper where Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 disciples, conspires to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. This passage captures the depth of betrayal as Jesus openly acknowledges Judas's impending treachery, demonstrating both his divine awareness and deep compassion amidst the looming darkness of human choice. Judas's decision is a stark reminder of how selfishness and sin can lead us away from the light. Much like Judas, each one of us has faced moments where we have prioritized our desires over our commitment to God. Our lives, tainted by selfishness and sinful choices, can mirror that betrayal, turning our backs on the stunning grace offered through Christ. Yet, even in our faltering, there is a comforting truth revealed in this passage. The resolve of Jesus to fulfill his mission of salvation, regardless of the treachery around him. He knew the weight of humanity's sin would culminate at this cross, and still, he chose love, mercy, and sacrifice. Despite our shortcomings and failures, God has bestowed upon us a Savior. Jesus' death on a cross was not only for the sins of Judas or even those of a few who stood by him, but for all humanity. An unending offer of grace that triumphs over our betrayals. In our most shameful moments, we can remember that we have been given life eternal, not because of our merit, but through faith in the perfect sacrifice of Christ. How marvelous it is that even when we stumble, God's love remains steadfast, inviting us back into a relationship marked by grace and redemption. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece, Brittany, are constant. We pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Matthew 26. It's verses 14 through 25. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stanzas strong. It's titled, "Surely It Is Not I, Rabbi." In shadows deep where whispers play, a plot unfolds one fateful day. Betrayal's kiss, a price so steep. For 30 silver coins, a soul's deceit. The heart within, once pure and bright, now shrouded in the dark of night. Judas, chosen, walks with grace, yet treachery hides behind his face. "One of you will surely stray," the teacher spoke in a sorrowful way. The disciples' hearts grew cold with fear. "Is it I, Lord?" their voices clear. In sacred meal, the wine and bread, foretelling all that soon would spread. "This is my body broken for you, a sacrifice of love so eternally true." And still amidst the gathering gloom, a traitor's heart sealed his doom with whispered plans and secret glance. He sealed his fate. He lost his chance. "One who dips with me in the bowl," the master spoke with grief-filled soul. "With every bite a bond now frayed, in sacred halls trust betrayed. Yet mercy echoes through the strife, for even traitors can find eternal life. Yet in the shadows grace remains to redeem the lost from their sinful chains." So heed the lesson, hearts beware. The path of love demands our care. In every choice, let truth abide and guard the spirit deep inside. Amen. I am Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's April 1st, 2026. And it is 4:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you as we close today in Jesus' sweet name. Remember, it doesn't matter what we've been through. There's a shame that we can let go of, and that is all sin from our past. Even today, we are going to sin. That's our nature. But the Lord died for our sins on a cross. You can call on Him and be redeemed. Amen. We close in His name. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.